T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
Finding childcare is hard.
Well, then stop bringing kids into the world if you don't have child care.
That's the answer.
We solved one.
End Woo! The species as we know it, because finding a nanny is too hard.
Yep.
Okay, so we've got Christy and Cody. We're working on finding Cody real quick, but we can start with her side. Christy?
Yay!
Yay!
Tell us what's going on.
I'm in the process of looking for a nanny for the summer.
Okay.
And, I have certain criteria that I really want met, and I believe it's really important. You know, children are very impressionable, and I think it's really important to be a certain type of person, not just any old person. You know, I want a Mary Poppins. Now, they don't really exist anymore.
They didn't exist before either. I just thought I'd throw it out there that that's a movie character and that's not a real thing.
I don't know. If I wasn't in the corporate world and I was a nanny, I would be like her. So I don't know.
Okay.
But yes. So that is something that I'm looking for, and I'm having a bit of a tough time with the hubby and I disagreeing with my expectations.
Like, what do you what are your expectations? They just got to be able to work certain hours, pass a background check. I mean, what
is that?
I mean,
how a nanny goes?
I'm on a couple different sites when we hire nannies, and that's what it is. If
do your
and
research,
I even have a cop friend that'll do like an extra background check. But what
nice.
Else? What else
I
do you need?
I need his number. Can I have his number?
No, this is not something.
I need your cop friend.
No. So what do you need from somebody?
No, I didn't look. I believe the way I've been doing it is I've been looking at a different couple of sites, and each time I find somebody who I really like in their profile, they seem really great. I, you know, take it a little further, and because everything is so open today, I do a bit of my own research, and that's like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and often what ends up happening is I just get horrified.
Horrified by what?
By the backstory between a lot of these, some men as well. I look for, you know, mannies as well as women. I'm not discriminating, but I see stuff that I'm just not down with. I mean, there's one photo that I found on Facebook with a girl with a beer bong. and it's just that kind of stuff. Like every time I come up,
did you say with a beer bong? You're talking about like a funnel and a
nanny aged girl was doing a beer bong.
No, well, maybe it was from when she was at college. I don't know, but take that photo down. You know what I mean?
Oh,
if the photo wasn't there, you would assume she's never done a beer bong then? I mean,
no, but like, I just think if that is the field in which I think that if you're going to do it, I'm of the belief that you do something and you do it 110%. And so if that's what you do, then I don't think you should have those photos up there. And I think you should be really careful what you put on your profiles.
That makes sense.
Have you ever drank in your life, Christy?
Look, I have, but I'm not a big drinker. No, I'm not really interested in that.
Okay. Have you ever, I guess what I'm trying to ask you, I don't know if you're trying to hire a 25-year-old. I'm just putting a number on it. But let's just say you're looking in that 25-year-old range, maybe fresh out of college, maybe even younger, maybe somebody who's still in college, because that's when a lot of people are struggling, but they need that summer wage.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, Steve, a single college age person who hasn't smoked pot or done a beer bong or?
I'd have to No.
Sorry.
No. I had to go with no. But you're questioning her judgment of putting pictures like that up for everyone to see if she wants to be professional.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, I suppose it happens, but I just feel I feel that you have, I just feel as though it's unnecessary to broadcast it, you know, and the problem is because it's so open and I can look at all these, I can do my research. Mm-hmm. And what ends up happening is I find stuff. You know what I mean?
You find stuff.
I find it.
People being people, like just doing regular people.
Has anybody ever, we're going to get Cody in here in a second, but I don't even know if we need him today because I think Steve and I are both kind of taking you to task already. But like, has anybody ever watched your kids or is nobody ever going to be good? I feel like you're a mom who hasn't really relinquished control ever because you, and I don't mean that. I'm not trying to be mean. I think my wife was that way. We didn't do anything for like 2 years because she didn't trust anybody.
Didn't go on vacations. Right. Didn't go
nothing.
Anywhere.
Yeah. You get it, then.
Well, I get it, but
I
also,
like my husband.
You gotta let it go or you're going to be
That's a good
single.
Question, dude. Like, who's been watching? Like, your mom? It's always your mom or the same?
Yeah.
Never a friend?
Yeah,
never.
And I have, yeah, I mean, I just, my mom mainly, myself. I looked after the kids for both of them until they were about three each. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a big change.
Okay.
Let's figure out what Cody has to say. Cody?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your side of this?
Doing?
Good. We're good.
Yeah. You know, it totally makes sense for Christy to be protective and wanting the best for our son. And you know, nowadays we have that ability to go online and check other people's profiles, but I mean, if she was to go back on my profile, if I had a profile back before she met me, I don't know if we'd be together.
It's kind of true. I don't know how else to say it, but it's kind of true. We all have.
I mean, it'd be one thing if we hired a candidate or a sitter and we come home and she's doing beer bongs with her friends and there's people floating in the pool on our living room couch. I mean, that's one thing, but I mean, it's our son and we want the best, and to judge others is just, it's endless, especially in today's world. It's just endless.
So so today, what are we trying to solve? Are you just want her to accept the background check and not dig any further? Is that what you want?
I think it's best to go through, do the background check, you know, and just, you know, through a process of elimination, through maybe one or more interviews than necessary, and just kind of use your intuition to get some references too, rather than just, I mean, the pictures.
You go 2 years back on Twitter for anybody and you're in trouble. Like, I mean, for real, anybody who, like,
that means no one would ever get hired for anything,
ever again. It's true.
I don't know. I mean, really, you guys are really, what kind of world do you live in? It's really
the real one.
I mean, okay.
The non-Mary Poppins one. I don't know. Am I crazy on this?
Well,
I mean, I don't have, my friends are not like that. We're not like that.
But
I mean,
somebody
do a
you're
lot
gonna
of yoga
hire
and Pilates and,
right. I just if yesterday somebody who you just interviewed for your nanny position tweeted blazing a fatty and can't wait to go meet this chick to see if I can watch her kids, absolutely don't hire her.
But
you gotta click the scroll or show more like 75 times. That's not the person that you're high. I'm just.
It's almost as if, Christy, you're looking for that one thing that
you're going to dig until you don't hire them.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know.
I believe there's someone out there who is perfectly aligned with what I want as a parent. I really do. I really do. I think that it's possible. And, you know, it's a little bit of a slow process and it's a possible process of elimination. Okay, but I think that it's absolutely possible. And I think that it's my objective at the moment. It's my mission.
And, we will find somebody for the Von Trapp family.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Cody needs a date. Cody needs the time to go out. Cody
absolutely.
Yeah.
Hang on, guys.
Well, okay, so basically this is what I feel like we're doing here. We're trying to get that mom to let go a little bit. Every mom has to let go that first time. And I know it was hard with you and your wife. You guys didn't have date nights. You guys didn't go anywhere.
That's what Cody wants.
Yeah.
But what Christy wants is Cody to be more concerned about, hey, listen, we're hiring somebody. This isn't somebody that's watching our house. This isn't somebody that's painting the exterior of
watching our
yard
for us.
Yeah, this is not, they're not mowing our yard. They are taking care of the most important thing we've ever done. So she wants him to be
step more concerned, more involved, like, hey,
to go a little deeper. And he's like,
can we back it down? We'll find somebody.
Everybody, when you peel back three layers, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody. You can even tell me the biggest religious leader in the world. You peel off a couple of layers of that onion.
Yeah.
There's darkness in every, and like, just
so how do you let go and just finally trust some, that's not your mom all the time.
Xanax.
Okay.
Might be the answer. All right. So if you can help Christy or Cody see the other one's side, that's what we need right now. Kirsten.
Awesome. Hi.
Whose side are you on?
So I think I'm definitely on Cody's side because it's just, she doesn't understand reality, I feel like, Christy.
Okay, why?
Because I'm 22. I'm fairly successful. I put myself through college. And now I'm a hairstylist. But, like, I go out and I drink and I've nannied before. So I don't understand where she's coming. Like, I don't know. It sounds like she hasn't gone outside of her house.
When you were trying to get hired as a nanny, did you post all those pics of you, like, doing beer bongs and bongs and...
I mean, I'm sure if I went through my Facebook, there's probably not the best pictures, but I don't think there's anything crazy. I don't advertise it, but I mean, I've definitely been in positions where I'm like, holy moly, like, maybe I drank too much, but...
Would you be in that position, Kirsten, while watching somebody else's children?
I would never, ever do that. Ever.
That's all we're trying to... It's like...
Mm-hmm. There's...
I've done.
I mean, there's a place and a time, you know.
Yeah. I don't know that there is.
But
for Christy,
it's ignorant for her to think that. Yeah, we don't do anything. Like, we do go out and we do drink and like, but it doesn't make us bad people or bad babysitters.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, Kirsten. Somebody on Facebook. I know we're gonna keep doing things, but you were just describing something that was on Facebook a second ago.
Uh huh.
Can you describe
with
it
the
to
picture?
Every? Yes.
Someone posted a picture of a young baby lying in a hospital bed with the tubes and the wires coming out of the baby.
Like intubated the whole thing.
Uh-huh. And the caption is, this is what happens when you're not careful with choosing who you watch to have watch your little ones.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So, whoa. I mean, I get that, but it's like, I think we live in a world where there's too much information available, and I can do some pretty crazy things. I don't do those things while I'm on the air doing my job.
Right.
Is all, but let's, Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay. I'm on Cody's side.
Why?
Because I think that what Christy is sort of missing is that, yes, people, just because someone's done something questionable in their past, that doesn't mean that they haven't learned from it and that they can't still pass on and instill really good beliefs and respectful being into her children. Like, that doesn't mean they're going to be terrible people in front of her children or teach her kids to do something wacky. Like, they're going to be good people, especially in a situation if they're taking their job as a nanny seriously. Of course they're going to take care of those kids.
How, Christy, can I just ask you another question? How are your kids ever going to go to high school? I mean, are you going to vet every single teacher down to, because I'm going to tell you, The teachers I had in high school,
that
they smoked weed.
I'm very discerning with where I send them to school. That's all.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Kelly. Here's the deal, Christy, in case you hadn't figured it out already. We only found, like, Mary Poppins to be on your side.
Yeah.
I mean, Facebook was a little more even for
evened
a while.
Out a little bit, yeah.
But most everybody said you're going to have to...
Yeah.
Lower your standards.
Just a little bit.
A lot.
you'd be willing to do that?
Look, I would. I mean, I think that it's about meeting people and
you know, I don't want people on the phone all day with my things like that. You know, it's just like people who are not even there. It's just that kind of whole. So there's quite a few criteria, and I would be willing to give people a chance. I think that this has been very informative, and maybe I am being a little unrealistic.
Wow.
Feel good about this, Cody?
Yeah,
Cody. You happy you made the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very happy.
All right. Hopefully you hire a hot nanny and everything.
Hey, that's another great mate.
I know. That's the thing. I wonder if she's not seeing that.
Yeah, I could see that too.
She digs down, finds a couple of bikini shots and is like, that's not the nanny who's watching my kids at the
I think a lot
pool.
Of moms think that.
All right. If you still have any advice so far, are people like trying to be their nanny on
Kinda,
Facebook?
Kind of. They're offering services.
All right. It's become a nanny exchange on our Facebook page. Help out Cody and Christy.
Facebook.com/SlackerAndSteveFans.
Slacker and Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.